Ready, down, hut, 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 hut.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from. Boucher Automotive. We are driven by you.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. Joins us three times a week on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason, welcome to the final Dude Friday for a while.
Yeah, great to be with you, dudes.
Oh.
Worth talking to you on another beautiful day off, just to have one more Dude Friday with you guys.
Gold medal or Super Bowl ring, which would you rather have?
I am a big team sports guy. I enjoy the team concept more than individual glory, so count me in on the Super Bowl ring. I feel like I'd be like the 53rd guy on the roster and just be happy to get anything. So I'm totally going Super Bowl ring there. What did the guy with the Super Bowl ring say?
Oh, Super Bowl ring in a walk.
I mean, but who did you see yesterday that made you think of this question?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Jim Craig yesterday, Jason, the goalie for the 80 team.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait. And you know what?
Whoa, wait a minute. He lives down the road from you?
Yeah.
are you guys buddies?
Hi. You know the wave in the car.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Mark.
Does he know who you are? Does he know you're a Super Bowl champion, or you just think, who is this behemoth that lives down the street from me?
Well, since there's a lot of Midwesterners down here, I've had some weird things. Like, the people across the channel took a picture of me laying out in the sun, and it somehow it got to one of our offensive linemen from Boston College, who I have not seen in 30 years, who sent it to Bull.
Who's your former roommate?
Who's my former roommate, and he sent the picture, and I thought that was kind of creepy.
Have they ever spoken to you besides taking surreptitious photos?
But they did try to bum rush our New Year's Eve party.
What is going on?
Where they saw Frank
in the greater Tampa area.
And they went, hey, does Chewy live there? And Frank said, yeah, forget about it. Did you play? Yeah, forget about it. And just kept walking in. So there are pockets of like Midwest Packer fans down here. So it is a little weird.
And are you laying in your front yard tanning yourself in your Speedo? Or
no, this
like
was the
taking pictures
this was
over
the backyard.
A wall?
And it wasn't a very becoming picture, Jason. Let's just say that. I looked a little pale and bloated. So
I'm sure Bull enjoyed that.
Yeah, I was about to say he probably had a field day. But Jason, think about it. I mean, Jim Craig's gold medal versus Chewy's Super Bowl ring. Like, the Craig gold medal's got to be cooler.
Sure. And on a historic team, so as I just said about teams, if I had known that this was going to be Jim Craig's gold medal versus, say, and again, I say this with nothing but love in my heart for this guy, but Jim Craig's gold medal versus Matt Hamilton's gold medal, again, Jim Craig, Miracle on Ice, like totally different level of gold medal than most gold medals. Like that, it's like him and like if Jesse Owens lived in your neighborhood, like that's incredible. So I would argue that I'd like to change my answer now that I know that Jim Craig is in your neighborhood, and also I'd like to send you a replica of the 1980 USA hockey team jersey to have signed.
Someone should call Jeff Sports and ask him which one would be worth more money.
Oh, it's not even close.
Who?
It's Craig's gold medal, man.
I disagree.
Like, because I mean, a Packers Super Bowl ring.
But that is such a small portion of sports fans base. Everybody knows Brett Favre. I asked my kids, hey, do you know Jim Craig? And they're like, who?
People trust me, True. Especially because, like, gold medals, like, how many gold medals did they hand out? I guarantee they handed out more Packer Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, but it's Brett Favre's.
Well, what if I get Andre Rison?
I bet we could get an answer on this.
Yeah.
What? He threw his in the river?
Yeah. Isn't that the story about Andre Rison? He was so pissed that Wolf didn't bring him back.
Yeah.
That he threw his ring in the lake or the river. He threw it in some body of water.
I believe he has since retracted that story, though, Jason.
Yeah, I can't.
So you're saying he made that up?
I believe he did.
Mm, okay.
I know it doesn't sound like something Andre would do, but I think he made it up.
With his shirt on or off? Jason, do they need to replace DeGuara?
Yeah, they're replacing him with Henry Pearson, who was on the practice squad for most of the year, got called up to the 53 a few times, who's a legit fullback. I mean, that is his position, as opposed to DeGuara, who kind of evolved from a tight end into that position. I don't want to make it sound like losing Josiah DeGuara is like some sort of catastrophic free agent loss. Obviously, I don't think they ever even really considered bringing him back. Again, remember that 2020 draft class that, you know, beyond Jordan Love and what Jordan Love has turned out to be, you know, was there were a lot of guys that didn't quite live up to their draft status, if you will. And so I just think that it's interesting that they view that position as valuable enough to carry someone there, but that Josiah DeGuara, with all of his experience, it was interesting. You know, he was a guy that, you know, and we've spent the last couple of days, because of the way LaFleur mentioned that he was caught off guard by the Josh Jacobs signing and the Aaron Jones departure, of how much conversation there is between the GM and the personnel staff and the coach and the coaching staff when it comes to personnel. You know, Josiah DeGuara might have been the last time that Matt LaFleur had any sort of input on a draft pick, because he was a guy who played at Cincinnati. One of LaFleur's best friends was his tight ends coach and offensive coordinator with the Bearcats. And that was kind of, you know, that was kind of the pick that, if you will, Goody gave Matt LaFleur. I mean, there was a story when they drafted him. LaFleur had shown the team a clip of like a Don Beebe-esque Josiah DeGuara chasing down a defender after a turnover, like Biebs chasing down Leon Lett in the Super Bowl. And I remember kind of thinking, well, that's kind of weird. I wonder how NFL players react to an object lesson based on something that a college player did. But that was LaFleur's guy. And so that was the first thing I thought of yesterday in the context of, it doesn't seem like Goody really has much interest in what the coaching staff thinks of prospects. I thought it was really interesting that DeGuara was that guy and now is no longer on the roster.
Do you think they still, you mentioned the Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs situation. Do you think they still need another running back on this year's roster, or is that not really going to be an area of need for them, given that they brought A.J. Dillon back? They have a couple of younger guys on the roster from last year. Is that still a position you think they need to upgrade and maybe get that more athletic type Aaron Jones back on the roster?
Yeah, I don't say anything definitive very frequently. I will make these predictions, though. They have 5 picks out of the first 91. I feel very, very, very confident that one of those first 5 picks on the first 2 days will be devoted to at least one offensive lineman. And I feel very confident that at the bare minimum that on day 3, from rounds 4 through 7, when they have 6 picks, that at least one will be a running back. They did not make a qualifying offer to Patrick Taylor, so I don't know if there's a chance he comes back. He's obviously bounced around with them to some degree. They've got obviously Emmanuel Wilson, who I think they like. But you bring up A.J. Dillon, like, and I'm not rooting against A.J. Dillon. I'm glad that he was able to come back to Green Bay, where his wife's family is from and where he's so popular. But that contract, the thing we didn't talk about, beyond it being such a weird contract and something that's not used very often, that fourth-year option thing, is that it guarantees them, like, nothing.
Hmm.
Like, if they bring in a couple of running backs and they don't like what they see from A.J. Dillon, they can cut him at the end of training camp, and it literally, there is no dead money because he's on basically a tender. So I wouldn't. I'm convinced they'll draft at least one running back, and I think A.J. Dillon, while I'm glad that he's back, he's got to have a good camp or he's not going to be here.
Jason, do you think Greg Joseph, the new kicker, is going to get a fair shake in training camp, or is Carlson going to be graded on the curve? I think he's going to still be graded on the curve because he's a draft pick.
I don't know if I want to say graded on a curve, but I know what you're saying, and I agree with you. Like, if there's somebody that they're going to be rooting for silently when they have kicking periods, it's going to be the guy that Goody drafted, right? I mean, that's just human nature. And frankly, I don't think Andres Carlson is terrible. I think Andres Carlson, which we talked about a bunch, you know, you remember this even with Ryan Longwell, who turned out to be the all-time leading scorer before Mason Crosby broke the record. You know, he missed that kick in Philly in what was that, week two? Like, young kickers, and I remember saying this when they drafted Carlson, I want a kicker that somebody else drafted and who took the two or three years that it seems to take for a lot of kickers, I know there are exceptions, to figure out how to kick in the NFL. And once they do, you got a guy who's pretty good. Now, Mason Crosby had some growing pains, but not really too bad early in his career. But I think what they're doing here, because if you look at Greg Joseph's stats, they're no better last year than Anders Carlson. Like, it's not like they brought in some guy who was near perfect. But I think what they're hoping to do is through competition, because they preach competition all the time and then didn't give him any competition, is that much like Giorgio Tavecchio did for Mason Crosby many years ago, coming off that 2012 season, I think they just want to see having in-person competition bring out the best in Anders Carlson, and Greg Joseph will have served his purpose much like Giorgio Tavecchio did. Like, I don't think they ever planned on Giorgio to be their kicker, but I think they felt like this is a guy that is good enough to push our guy, hopefully, to being better. And I think Greg Joseph kind of fits that same suit.
I just hope that if Greg Joseph beats Anders Carlson, that they give him the job. Because Goody's on the record of saying, if you want to be a championship team, you have to have a championship kicker. Like, that's something that he's on the record saying. And if you curry favor to your draft pick, you're doing the team a disservice. Now, if Anders wins, like, I don't care who wins the kicking competition between those two, Jason. I just want whoever the best one is, that's the one they go with.
Yes, may the best man win and then lay in his backyard looking pale and haunting.
Bloated.
I would say this, though. I think, and I'm glad you brought up that quote, because that is one of those, you know, kind of like the absolutely we expect or we anticipate Aaron Jones to be back. If Goody ever tried to say, and I'm not saying that he would, but if he ever tried to say that he saw last season coming and that they weren't rebuilding, right? Remember when he couldn't use the word rebuilding on the telecast? You would have brought back Mason Crosby, right? Expressly for the 41-yard field goal that Anders Carlson missed with you having a chance to go to the NFC Championship game. And you wouldn't have traded Rasul Douglas. Like, there are still those kind of breadcrumbs that tell you, hey, we were rebuilding. We didn't know that we were going to be in the position we were in late in the year. And I think that's a really good example, and I'm glad you brought up that quote.
Jason, we appreciate the time. We appreciate you playing along with us all week during Dude Week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
That's because you know Mom will be back on Monday, and there'll be no tomfoolery at the level that goes on with you two.
I'm not allowed to ask about Aaron Jones anymore.
I hope you got all your questions in.
I did.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good. Have a
Jason Whitley joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Tune into Thanalysis Show every week. Bucks player Thanasis Adetokounmpo sits down with special guests and has fun and honest conversations. Conversations with NBA stars Damian Lillard and Donovan Mitchell, basketball media royalty Jay Williams, and more big guests already a part of Season 2 of Thanalysis. Oh, by the way, Jordan Love, he was on the show. That one dropped yesterday, so find Thanalysis Show today on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. Subscribe to the Thanalysis Show YouTube channel for accompanying videos and special content.